It's being described as the most destructive storm to hit Florida in the United States in more than a century, and it's due to make landfall later today. Hurricane Milton is now a Category 5 storm. That's the most serious. And it could see winds of nearly 300 kilometres an hour, as well as significant sea surges. People living in its path have been told to leave their homes. Many have. Others are staying put, hoping for the best. The magnitude of what lies ahead is captured by these local television weather reporters, some of whom struggled with their own emotions as they told their audiences what to expect.
It has dropped. It has dropped 50 millibars in 10 hours. I apologize. This is just horrific.
Yeah, I'm up here by Tampa General. I'm well underwater at 10 to 15 feet. If you see that bridge over there that goes across to the convention center, basically we're talking about water pretty much on the top of that road.
And you can't even overstate this one. This is the real deal times it feels like 10.
If you've got loved ones in Florida or any sort of interest down there, tell your folks to get out of Dodge on this one.
If that were to hit right where I'm standing, I would be well underwater.
Put that in perspective, I'm 6 feet tall. That's more than two of me high.
I see a monster. I think this is the biggest storm that any of us have potentially ever seen. The water has nowhere to go. It's like taking a gallon of water and pouring it into a Dixie cup.
Dr. Athena Masson is a hurricane specialist and meteorologist. She's based in St. Augustine in Florida, and she's on the line now. Dr. Masson, you're very welcome and thank you for being with us. Would you tell us what it's like there right now?
Calm before the storm, best way to describe it. Here where I am on the northeast side of Florida, even residents along here are preparing, and we have been under ourselves a mandatory evacuation, which takes place early tomorrow morning. However, along the west coast, they have been evacuating for 2 days now, and there are still people right at the last second that are trying to get out. They understand that this is a dangerous storm, and the best possible move for them is to get as far away as possible.
The warnings are dire. Life or death is being talked about. Are you, as an expert in hurricanes, expecting the worst from Milton?
I always prepare for the worst. I hope for the best. In Milton's case, we have to be realistic. Currently, it is still maintaining Category 5 status, wind speeds of 257 kilometers per hour. And even though we are anticipating it to weaken slightly before it impacts the west coast of Florida, is that the categories don't necessarily tell the storm surge or the rainfall amounts. It only refers to the wind amounts. So as Milton is approaching the west coast, it's the storm surge that we will be remembering this storm by, because all that immense water from the Gulf of Mexico being pushed into the Tampa Bay area, as well as all the way down towards Fort Myers, some of these locations could see 12 to 15 feet of storm surge. And if you are right along the coast, bridges are taken out. Homes are completely underwater. So yes, this is a worst case severe situation. And we just want everyone to understand that the threat is real and that if you can leave, do so now.
You live there, Dr. Masson. Have you been told to leave? Are you going to leave?
So I am on the northeast side of Florida. I am not in the direct path on the west coast where Milton will be coming ashore. However, yes, in St. Augustine over here, we have been told to evacuate. We are under a mandatory evacuation for the city. And this is because the city over here is very coastal. Even during heavy thunderstorms, we do flood, especially in the downtown area. So for safety precautions, emergency managers have told many of us to start leaving. I choose not to leave. This is because I know that my home is built to withstand these hurricanes, have been through them many times, especially the storm surge. But also I do have residents in my area that are elderly that may depend upon me in the event that I need to go and get them and bring them over here.
But you're prepared, presumably, for a potentially terrifying experience.
Yes, always prepared for it. And this will be taking place. Milton is expected to make landfall over on the west coast Wednesday night, overnight into Thursday. So over here, we're going to be expecting storm surge values, 5, maybe 6 feet in some areas, and even hurricane force winds. So it's going to be at nighttime, though, and that's very dangerous for these hurricanes. We can't see because the sun is not there, but also power is out. So this just enhances the danger. We can't really see what is going on during that period of time. So we have to be extra vigilant in this case.
Well, look, we wish you well, and we wish you and your neighbours the best safety possible in these conditions. And thank you for talking to us this morning. Dr. Athena Masson, hurricane specialist, meteorologist based in St. Augustine in Florida.